Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg will testify before Congress next week about his company's handling of user data. This after outrage over the revelation that tens of millions of Americans had their data harvested for political purposes. Some members of Congress want to regulate Facebook. Regulations are already being imposed in Europe. The EU will implement strict new privacy laws next month. Internet companies have enjoyed minimal regulation here in the U.S., but that framework has recently changed. Business reporter Alina Selyuk can explain why. She covers the tech industry for NPR. Alina, let's start with the broad regulations on the internet. Lawmakers have curtailed part of a provision at the foundation of how internet companies do business. It's called Section 230. What is it? What was it? Why has it been changed?
Sure. So Section 230, and it lives in the Communications Decency Act of all places, it essentially enshrines into law this approach that we've had to internet companies, which is to say they're platforms and they're not publishers, which is a really huge debate with Facebook, right? Is Facebook a neutral, open pipeline for all ideas from everyone, or is Facebook kind of like a media company that's more of a publisher of content? And what Section 230 does, it gives companies like Facebook this major legal shield to avoid liability for what people say on their platform. So when I post something on Facebook and it's defamatory, Facebook is not responsible for that posting because Facebook gets treated like a platform. And this law got changed earlier this year specifically to deal with one type of content that does take place on the internet, which is adult services ads and specifically sex trafficking of children. So it kind of goes into the direction of a very specific crime that lawmakers were trying to curb on the internet. And in order to curb sex trafficking of children, they went and amended slightly Section 230 to make internet companies more legally responsible for that type of content that takes place on their platforms.
Now, Facebook itself seems to have conceded that it is a publisher to some extent and is taking actions now to limit what users and advertisers can say online. Here's Facebook's chief operating officer, Sheryl Sandberg, who was speaking on Morning Edition earlier today.
We're trying to have very good community standards. We're open about what those community standards are all around the world, and we're going to get increasingly open about this. We want to make sure people understand, you know, there's no place for terrorism. There's no place for hate. There's no place for bullying.
Is Facebook trying to regulate itself so the U.S. government might not get involved?
I mean, this is a tactic that is sort of defensive and offensive at the same time. In this moment, we're looking at a whole series of changes that Facebook has announced since we started talking about fake news and Russian propaganda, and now this disclosure of the use of user data for political purposes. They earlier this year announced that the news feed, which is sort of the main way that you experience Facebook as a user, now will display friends rather than news stories. That was their reaction to the fake news outcry. Now they're letting users review en masse all of the apps that have access to their data in an organized page in one location. So they are making changes in a way that allows them to say, look, we are adjusting, we are adapting, we're hearing your concerns, we're reacting to these negative stories.
Meanwhile, if you can contrast that to what's happening in Europe, the European Union is going to impose the strictest privacy rules in the world in May. What would those regulations do?
Right. So May 25th is the date when the European privacy rules go into effect. And they run a whole gamut of various restrictions of what internet companies can do with your data. For instance, it requires parental permission for minors under 16 to even be on a website like Facebook. And more fundamentally, there's this explicit requirement for getting an agreement from the user to even allow access to their data. So that has led to a massive wave of companies like Facebook rewriting their consent agreements. For the first time, I think the reason they're doing this is because eventually they might face fines, financial burdens for violating these rules.
Final question, Alina. Even if the U.S. Congress tried to regulate Facebook, there are some who say, look, they don't understand individual congresspeople the technology well enough to do that effectively. Is there any merit to that?
I think any kind of law on this topic will go through years and years and years of debate. I think the major moment we are experiencing now is that people like Mark Zuckerberg are coming out and saying, you know what, maybe we should be regulated. So I think we will see a big movement. It's just a question of how long it will take.
Thank you. NPR business reporter Alina Selyuk, thanks a lot.
Thank you.